Last week, the city revealed that it believed the majority of licensed taxi drivers have been involved in a scheme to overcharge passengers. More than 35,000 drivers were accused of charging in-town passengers an out-of-town rate, but taxi drivers are crying foul, saying they've been tarred with too broad a brush. WNYC's Kathleen Horan has been probing the fallout from the charges inside the taxi industry, and she filed this report.
Word of the widespread scam first emerged last Friday on Mayor Bloomberg's radio show.
Some of the drivers were setting their meters to out-of-town. There's a switch. You just throw it, and you pay more at a higher rate if you're out of the city. Well, somebody in backseat doesn't notice this.
The Taxi and Limousine Commission sent details by email. The commission charged that price inflating lasting 26 months could have involved more than 35,000 drivers. That's out of the city's roughly 48,000 licensed hacks. The TLC said a few thousand perpetrated the scam repeatedly. But in a sea of yellow cabs, waiting in three different lanes to pick up passengers at a LaGuardia Airport taxi stand, drivers this week were throwing up their hands in disbelief.
Maybe in a thousand, maybe one or two drivers, they may do it. It may have happened. But believe me, majority of the drivers, they are hardworking, honest people.
That's 24-year driver Mohammed Khan. He says nearly every driver is being accused by the city of being a crook.
It makes me feel terrible. It makes me feel like someone is calling me a thief and I'm not. So it really upsets me.
Driver Sami Amajad says there's been times when he's goofed and pushed the rate 4 button, which is the out-of-town rate, instead of printing a receipt.
He will come up on the meter, it's NASO, which is 4. It doesn't mean I overcharged. It's just a mistake by it. It's a human being can make a mistake driving 10 hours.
A few cars away, 7-year driver Sandeep Kashul demonstrates how close together the long line of buttons on his taxi meter are.
So I have to press time off and then number 5 to make sure the meter is reset. Instead of pressing 5, if I press 4, the rate will change. See, it's like really small difference.
He says once rate 4 is activated, it will stay on the electronic trip sheet, even if he informs his customer about the mistake. Lately, customers have been looking at him differently.
I pick up the passenger, I turn on the meter, and she's like, why your meter is running fast? So she was like thinking every cab driver was just the same way. As a good driver, we get the bad rep.
There's still a lot of bad blood between drivers and the TLC about the GPS system installed in cabs 2 years ago. The city is lauding the technology for helping them uncover the overcharging scheme. But Taxi Workers Alliance's Beta Vita Sai says the technology is the problem.
The only thing in common, the trips varied, the drivers varied, the vehicles varied. The only thing in common here are the meter and the technology. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that it's the common element that could be the cause.
Desai says her group is looking into legal options and says the city hasn't provided any proof of the crimes. She's calling for an independent inquiry. WNYC sent the Taxi and Limousine Commission a list of questions raised by the drivers, including how easy it is to press the wrong button on the meters and about the technology itself. But the agency did not respond. The City Department of Investigation says the most egregious offenders may face criminal charges. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
The city just announced that more than 5,000 cabs have been equipped with a warning system that will alert passengers that the out-of-town rate has been switched on. The rest of the more than 13,000 taxis should be outfitted over the next several days.